Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the old boys club in the NFL. You know,
no doubt.
Grigson,
no doubt.
Help Barry, you know, Andrew Barry, the new EVP and GM there. He helped him rise the ranks with the Indianapolis Colts before Barry came to Cleveland. So, you know, it's similar. John Dorsey brought in his guys. Well, Andrew Barry's bringing in his guys, and Ryan Grigson certainly is one of those people. And you know, Grigson was here back in 2017
with Sashi, right?
Yes, with Sashi.
The band is back together.
Yeah, I saw your tweet and I laughed.
I swear to God, I got that text from someone in the league.
Yeah, you know, that 2017 draft, Dustin Romero, obviously, you know, Myles Garrett, but, you know, they made three first-round picks that year. Jabril Peppers, who's now with the Giants. David Njoku, obviously still here. DeShone Kizer was in that draft. Larry Ogunjobi, who's proven to be a very good defensive tackle for the Browns, is still here. And then you had guys like Howard Wilson, Rod Johnson, Caleb Brantley, Zane Gonzalez was in that draft, as well as Matthew Day. So you can't hit on everyone, certainly, but the point of that is that it, you know, the year that Grigson was here, they did get, you know, three contributing pieces out of you know, out of that 2017 draft class. But also, Grigson's the guy that got fleeced by Joe Banner, the first round pick for Trent Richardson, and as we know, Trent went to Indianapolis and the wheels popped off the wagon of his career. The Colts started off hot with Grigson as the GM, 3-11-5 seasons. They had a wild card loss, then lost in the divisional round. Then, of course, the deflate loss in the AFC Championship game to the Patriots in 2015. Back-to-back 8-8 seasons, very underwhelming. Andrew Luck started to get beat up. I know a lot of people blame Grigson for the demise of Andrew Luck's career, because of the lack of attention to the offensive line, or you know, putting suitable pressure or protection rather around Luck. So, you know, and I think ultimately, Dustin, he's going to probably end up with a full-time job. Like right now, he's a consultant advisory role right now. But I don't know, just my gut tells me that, you know, Andrew Barry's going to find a bigger role for him potentially within this front office once they, you know, get through the free agency and the draft and get into the meat of the offseason.
He's Darrell Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, you mentioned that about, and you're right. Obviously, Grigson is one of Barry's guys, and vice versa. One of the things that struck me when Barry had his press conference, which I thought went very well, but when he had his press conference, he made mention of, and it might have been you that asked the question or somebody else in regards to, okay, hey, you're a new regime. How do you look at previous regimes' guys? And Andrew Barry, I thought, had the, you know, a very good response. And the correct response of, hey, it's they're Browns. We don't care whose regime. Do you buy that entirely? Like, do you think, I mean, there, to some degree, there's going to be bias one way or the other, don't you think? I mean, I'm not saying that it's, you know, it's absolutely widespread throughout, but I'm just saying they've got to have some sort of bias, don't they?
Well, I don't know if it's bias. It's more so of, you know, these are the deficiencies that I see within the roster, and therefore, and created by previous regimes, so therefore it is my job to right those wrongs. And certainly, you know, I could see where Andrew Barry comes in here and maybe deconstructs a little of what John Dorsey did. Not everything, but, you know, I think Olivier Vernon has to worry about his roster spot this offseason, and assuming he goes to training camp, you know, into training camp. You know, Joe Schobert, I think that's an interesting situation now because Barry was here when he was drafted. So do they go ahead and bring him back? Christian Kirksey, what do they do? you know, with a guy like him. You know, the previous regime wasn't real crazy about the Browns linebacker situation. Well, you know, how does, you know, this new group of people feel about the linebacker situation? So, I've not gotten the sense, and I realize sometimes the Browns, they talk out of both sides of their mouths, but I really don't get the sense that, yes, they're of course going to tweak this roster, Chico, but I don't get the sense that this is going to be a full-on detonation and Andrew Berry's going to gut the thing and, rebuild it from scratch, the way he sees fit. I really believe that they feel like they have a core here they can build around, but there are some business decisions and important business decisions that they need to make this offseason.
Daryl, did want to get your thoughts on these ticket price increases, because I don't think we've talked about that with you since this news broke. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you understand where they're coming from. They had a waiting list last year for season tickets. They sold out. So there was obviously a demand a year ago. But after you have a very underwhelming season, I would argue the most disappointing season of anybody in the NFL just based on the expectations, going 6-10 and then you had to ended up firing everybody and making wholesale changes. That's a tough spot to be in organizationally. It certainly was not received well by fans, and understandably so. The Browns, continue to make the point that they're among the four lowest or four cheapest in the NFL, to which I respond, as you should be, because of the product that, remains on the field. It's not a quality product. And, hopefully they are able to, make some changes this offseason that allow them to put the type of product on the field that the Browns, Browns fans, have been waiting for years and years. You're going to get new uniforms. I'm anticipating sometime in April we'll get to see those. I've heard that they're going to go back to a clean, classic design, as someone told me. I might recognize them, and kind of get away from the changes that they made. But, the bottom line is if the team is successful on the field, Cleveland fans have, shown, they'll show up that the team isn't any good, but they'll really show up if the team is good and they'll pay for a quality product. So I just feel that obviously it's incumbent upon the Browns to begin putting a better product on the field for their fans.
Daryl, great stuff as always. We certainly hope that comes to fruition, but folks can check out your stuff. They always have your stuff at 923thefan.com. And as always, we appreciate the time, buddy. Keep up the good work.
That's where I put it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.